another edition of The Flip Side for this Tuesday, July the 10th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Web address, robbienoel.com. Well, not a shock or surprise, but another day and another financial scandal on Wall Street. Another brokerage firm closes its doors. A revisit of the MF Global situation with a company called PFG, now under investigation by the FBI. Estimated losses at $400 million. The U.S. Senate Banking Committee also announced via Bloomberg that they would be holding hearings soon and questioning Ben Bernanke and Tim Geithner on the ongoing LIBOR scandal. That should be fun to watch, to say the least. No major excitement with the Dow right now off 19 points, 12,716. NASDAQ off 8 at 2,923. U.S. dollar index marginally higher at 83.34. Crude oil off $1.23 at $84.76. Metals, by and large, were higher earlier this morning. Not sure if PFG had anything to do with it, but gold up $1.40 at $15.89. Silver off 16 cents at $27.28. We'll take a quick time out and be back with Bob Moriarty of 3-2-1 Gold after these messages.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
And it's filling up my senses, and the sun is shining down on the blossoms in the avenue. There's a buzzing fly hanging around the bluebells and the daisies. There's a lot more love in her left in me. So don't go.
Welcome. Side for this Tuesday, and it's my great pleasure to welcome back to the show Bob Mariotti of 321 Gold. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Robbie. How are you? You keep coming up with the most interesting tidbits. I mean, every time we talk, somebody else is blown sky high.
I don't think in all the years that you've been covering financial markets, and I'm assuming I'm correct in saying this, you have never seen a week like we have just seen.
In a way, I foresaw this. Let me explain it in real simple terms. Nobody knows what the total amount of derivatives is, but according to the BIS, it's 648 trillion. According to other people, the New York Times, it's 800 trillion. Other people go up to as high as 1.4 quadrillion. Derivatives are financial bets, okay? There has to be a relationship between the economy and the amount of financial bets are made. You can't have an economy based on a casino. And we really do. I mean, we've got, 15 or 20 or 30 times the size of the real economy in financial bets. So I was saying years ago, it's fraud. It has to be fraud. It can't possibly be legitimate, and it's going to keep blowing up. Now, LIBOR, I will admit, LIBOR, it just shocked me. It's like finding out the Pope's a transvestite. when they were cheating on LIBOR, that was the biggie. That's going to be hard to beat.
The thing that has astounded me more than anything else is the collective shrug of shoulders of many people, because I guess the LIBOR scandal has done nothing more than just confirm what we all know, that in the financial world there's no such thing as a level playing field, and by extension, if LIBOR is being manipulated, and it's not only by the banks that we know, Barclays and Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan, but it also brings into question that all markets are manipulated.
Well, they are, but we know they're manipulated. We don't really have any issue with that. Okay, it's like two football teams playing on the field. We know that they want to win, and they're going to do whatever they can do, and they're going to stay as close to the edge of the rules as they can. The shock is not when you find a football player cheating. It's when you find the referee cheating. Now, when the Bank of England, which started the whole central bank philosophy in 1694, when you find the Bank of England calling people up and said, hey, your rates are too high, And they're told, well, gee, we got the highest rates. And the bank of England says, well, why do you have the highest rates? And the guy, Diamond, says, because everybody else is lying. And they're saying, well, you know, can't you fudge the figures too? I mean, the amazing thing is Barclays wasn't the biggest crook in the group. They were the least crook. So we're going to have the heads of 20 banks resign.
And your initial reaction last week was this is going to open up the floodgates of litigation, and I found it of interest earlier this week that The Economist magazine equated the LIBOR scandal to tobacco moment for banks, and made the reference that, you know, if you thought the litigation in the tobacco industry was intense, you haven't seen anything when the lawsuits start flowing. And I believe from some of the reports I've read, a number of lawsuits have already been filed. And the depth of this litigation would dwarf the settlement by the tobacco companies.
There are not enough trees in the world to print the paper that will be required just to print the charging documents in the lawsuits. The magnitude of this is like the size of the sun compared to the size of the moon. If the moon is the tobacco industry, this is not even enormous. It's like 10 times bigger than enormous. One basis point, 0.01%, represents either $35 billion in fraud or $80 billion of fraud or $140 billion worth of fraud, depending on how big you think the derivatives market is. Everything, 79% of derivatives, according to the BIS, is tied to LIBOR. So if you lost money betting interest rates were going to go down, you're going to sue. And if you lost money betting interest rates were going to go up, you're going to sue. And the lawyers are going to make out like bandits, literally.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the whole John Corzine MF Global collapse speculated that it was because he had such a large position on the outcome of interest rate swaps?
No, actually not. What he was doing is he was speculating in European debt. He was buying Greek bonds and Spanish bonds and Italian bonds. Some things you could say are true, but at the same time, there's something wrong with it. John Paulson, the hedge fund guy, looked at all these mortgages all over the United States and said, hey, we got all these subprime mortgages. They have to go south. But his real bet was not on the mortgages going south. His real bet was on the Fed stepping in and making it whole. Corzine saw that. Paulson's bet was actually flawed mathematically because there isn't enough money in the world to pay back all the money lost in subprime. Okay, what Paulson was really betting on was the Fed, and he was correct, so he made $1 billion. What Corzine was betting on was the EU would bail out France, Spain, Greece, Italy, Portugal, and they didn't bail them out because it would take all the money in the world. So we're going to kill all the trees for the lawsuits, and then we're going to plant some more, and we're going to kill them for to print money to bail out the EU. And when the trees grow back, we're going to cut them and kill them and print more money for the U.S.
Well, don't you think, and we've seen gold during the week react to this, this is a situation that's going to force the Fed to announce some form of quantitative easing?
Yes and no. it's not something that really concerns me. Here's how I look at it. In Europe, they're shutting down money market funds now because interest rates have gone negative, so you can't have a money market fund that's negative. I mean, it's you go out and you get $1 billion from investors, and then you give them $1.2 billion back. I mean, nobody would do business that way. There's a lot of money in the world that still exists, and it's this big pond of money, and the tide's swishing it one direction, then it's swishing in another direction, then it's swishing in another direction. I mean, all the people who didn't get burned by MF Global just got burned by this idiot down in Iowa.
I forgot about that one. I mean, that was another guy who disappeared. You talking about?
The guy who tried to commit suicide, and he was so incompetent he couldn't even commit suicide. But another $200 billion in cash just disappeared. And what investors realize now, they're looking around saying, "Hey, wait. We invest in Europe, we get a negative interest rate. If we invest in the United States, it's going to go negative soon. Where do we put our money?" Sooner or later, and I can't tell you when, sooner or later, people would say, well, there's always gold. And the problem, this is really dangerous. The problem is gold is such a small market. If you poured $10 or $20 trillion into gold, you'd have gold at $50,000 an ounce. And that gets really dangerous. I mean, what do? Do you sell it in Zimbabwe dollars?
Well, as a recent article by, I think it was Jeff Clark of last week, he made the observation that which I also think was a big story that got short shift, and that was, the announcement that International Monetary Fund, the SEC, and various other entities were considering giving gold a...
Yeah.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow than Mustang down.
Oh, welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Speaking of Bob Mariotti from 3 to 1 Gold, during that break, Bob, Reuters is now reporting that Tim Geithner, when he was head of the New York Fed, held a fixing LIBOR meeting with at least 8 Fed officials on April the 28th, 2008. So this obviously is going to get a lot messier. And I reported earlier, Bloomberg is reporting that the Senate Banking Committee is going to call Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke to a hearing on the LIBOR scandal. And I guess there's no question that outside of the revelations about Barclays, the central banks played a big role in manipulating the LIBOR rate, no?
Absolutely. I mean, here's what's funny. That's a rate that no single bank can manipulate. Now, here's the deal. There are 16 banks that set LIBOR, and LIBOR is actually not one interest rate. LIBOR is 300 interest rates on different currencies and different time frames. But the 16 banks call in every morning, and they report what they're borrowing from other banks for. The top four get rejected, and the bottom four get rejected because those are anomalies. The middle eight are averaged, and that's LIBOR. So Barclays, let's say they come in 89 basis points for an overnight rate, a London overnight rate, and everybody else is at 86 basis points. Barclays, if they're the highest, their number gets thrown out. So for Barclays to be guilty, everybody else has to be more guilty. This has been reported. It was reported as early as 2007. It was reported in the Wall Street Journal in 2008. Certainly Ben Bernanke was aware of it. Certainly Tim Geithner was aware of it. And very probably, I'm not going to say absolutely, very probably, the Treasury was part of it. The Federal Reserve was part of it. The Bank of England was part of it. We need to replace the central banking model because it has failed. We need to go to another model. And I personally think the model is we should go to gold, and gold should not be denominated in currency units. It should be denominated in grams.
Isn't it a simple foregone conclusion, Bob? I mean, if the collective world loses confidence in the prevailing fiat currency, it's inevitable that we'd have to return to some form of a gold standard by the mere fact of just reinstalling confidence, which is...
That is my belief. Now, it is my belief that every central bank, every government in the world would fight a gold standard. It's in none of their best interest to have a gold standard as far as power. They get the most power under a fiat currency system. But, I mean, it should be obvious to everybody, we are at peak government. We could not possibly have any more interference in our lives than we do today. There's a book written by a federal judge called Three Felonies a Day, and he concluded, and he's a federal judge, he said every American breaks three laws a day, three felonies a day. We have too much government. We need less government. The solution to that is to go back to a gold standard. It's going to be fought, but when the world comes to a screaming halt financially, and it's doing it right now, people are going to say, hey, what we had didn't work. What can we do now? And believe me, Congress is part of it. It's very funny that Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke here being called in front of Congress, because Congress is the biggest bunch of spendthrifts in the universe.
Yes. Well, you know, with all this going on, obviously another event happened yesterday, or was reported yesterday, that I have to get your take on, because you mentioned to me that you actually have visited some of these mines. But we got a report yesterday that Bolivia's president Evo Morales is considering nationalizing South American Silver Corp's silver properties, and what was your response when you heard that?
Okay. Bolivia had a revolution in 1952, and in 1953, they nationalized all the mines in Bolivia. They were run under a government organization called COMIBOL. I went down to Bolivia in 2005 for Apogee Silver to visit their mine at Pulacayo. Pulacayo was shut down in 1958.
Hold that thought there, Bob, as we got a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Bob Moriarty of 3-1 Gold after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Side for this Tuesday, speaking with Bob Moriarty of 3-2-1 Gold, a great website, I might add, together with his companion site, 3-2-1 Energy. And we're speaking to Bob about the Bolivian government considering nationalizing one of the world's largest silver mines. Bob, you were saying before the break.
Okay, right. I went down to Bolivia in 2005, in December of 2005, and the article that I wrote is still on the website. People can read it. I went to visit a project called Putacayo that was owned by a Canadian junior called Apogee. It was the highest-grade silver mine in Bolivia. Now, Bolivia used to be, and this is up until about 50 or 60 years ago, we used to be the number one mining company country in the world. Most of their economy was based around mining. So they have a revolution in 1952. They nationalized all the mines in 1953. They set up a government agency to supervise all these mines, and they were producing silver and gold and lead and zinc and tin out of 28 mines. Pulacayo is really interesting because it was shut down in 1958 as being uneconomic, but it had a lot of plant and equipment there. So we're wandering around these buildings that literally, last time anybody administered anything there was 1958. We go into one building, and they've got these really cool machines. They're old machines, but they're really cool. And I said, what are those? And they said, well, those are nail-making machines. And I said, how do they work? And they said, well, we've got this spool of wire, okay, this iron wire, and you feed the spool into the machine, and it clips it, stamps the end, and spits the nail out into a bucket, and then you use the nails. And I said, boy, that's really cool. But the price of iron's going through the roof. Have you got any iron for these things? And they said, well, yeah, we do. We've got three warehouses full. Now, people have been living, there's a community of about 300 or 400 people. People have been living around this mine for 50 years waiting for somebody to reopen it. And I said, well, why didn't it occur to some of these people to put some money together, bring power in, and make nails? Well, Chinese can make nails cheaper. And I said, wait a minute, they can't make nails cheaper than free labor, okay, free machines, and free electricity. You know, and somebody in Bolivia is bound to need some nails. In the Spanish Empire, the tradition was there was a very small number of powerful families, and they controlled all the land. So anywhere you go where they speak Spanish, Argentina, Chile, Mexico, Peru, Bolivia, a small group of people controlled the land and the resources. They were filthy rich. Everybody else was poor. So this creates a lot of animosity. I don't even know how many revolutions there have been in Bolivia. I know there have been hundreds of revolutions in Mexico, and it's because of this inequality of distribution. So I think the most interesting thing is what they've done in Bolivia with South American Silver. I know the management of South American Silver very well. It's excellent management. It's run by Greg Johnson, who was one of the brains behind the success of Nova Gold. And the key is they were going to spend $50 million in exploration to put the silver mine into production. Right now, it's a useless piece of ground. They got to spend $50 million in exploration just to prove up the resource. But what's really happened, what's really happening in Bolivia, it's happening in Argentina, it's happening in Peru, is you have local community leaders who are corrupt. And they're paying people to go screw around with Newmont in Peru, with Apogee in Bolivia, with South American Silver, and to stir up hate and discontent. And they're always trying to sell this as you're taking our resources. And it's exactly the opposite. South American Silver was going to put $50 million into the economy, which would generate another $100 or $200 million in benefits to Bolivia, and they were paying taxes, and they would be paying taxes in the future. And what you've got is some guy down there that's running an indigenous community who wants to mine illegally, who does not create safe conditions, and doesn't pay taxes. So the government, the worst form of government is probably a democracy. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep arguing over what to have for lunch. So Evo Morales wants to be popular, and the way to be popular is to cater to the demands of the people, even when what they're asking for is counterproductive. If South American Silver was allowed to mine silver, lead, and zinc, and indium in Bolivia, it would be good for Bolivia, and it would be good for the Bolivian people. But because of this 500-year-old tradition of despising people who create wealth, now that nobody's going to win, everybody's going to lose.
My initial take on this, when I heard this, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but I saw some estimated reserves for South American silver at 230 million ounces. And would I be wrong in assuming this means that a major source of silver has now been done away with?
Well, here's the real deal. Yes and no. The real danger is not South American silver, and it's not that particular deposit. That deposit is years away from being put into production. The real danger is the mine that used to be owned by Apex, that's now owned by Sumato in Japan, that is the third largest silver deposit in the world. I mean, any mining company that's dealing in Bolivia right now is insane if they invest money. They need to pack up and leave and say, okay, you know, these guys have just crapped in their lunch bucket one more time, and they're going to make it impossible for us to make money, so we need to leave. I think those guys are producing tens of millions of ounces a year. It's a giant project. It's 40 or 50,000 tons a day. Governments are short-sighted. I mean, we remember here 3 or 4 months back when Argentina nationalized the oil industry down there. There's a $4.8 billion mine owned by Newmont in northern Peru in Catamarca, and the local governor is saying, okay, look, I want a $748 million bribe, or you're not going into production. all of these things are counterproductive. Everything that's going on in the world economy today, because of derivatives and because of fiat currency, is negative for the world economy. You know, if you're a commodities trader and you just found out that there's another John Corzine out there and there's another $200 million that just disappeared overnight, you say, hey, I don't want to play that game anymore. I can't make money doing it. When enough people do that, everybody sits on their resources and nobody makes money.
So, you know, last week, Bob, you said something that I know caught a few listeners flat-footed when you made reference, and I don't know if you were signaling him out, but you didn't buy the Ted Butler theory of $100 silver. And I took what you meant by that statement is, you know, Ted's whole thesis, I guess, is supply and demand, that the supply is outweighing the demand. But there are others who speculate about triple-digit silver prices, saying that the inflation-adjusted price for silver based on the 1980 price would put silver today at $140.
My response to that is figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Okay.
1980 was an anomaly. I mean, silver was $50 an ounce for a few minutes. So why would you use that as a price, an accurate price for silver? The strange thing is the highest price for silver wasn't 1980. It was a year ago, okay, because it traded at $30, $35, $40, $45, almost $50 for months. Ted Butler said in May of 2001 on the Kitco Forum that silver was going to go to $50 to $100 an ounce by December of 2001 because the world was going to run out of silver. And I wrote back and said, well, silver responds to supply and demand, and we're not going to run out of silver. There's lots of silver around, so it's not going to happen. Well, it didn't happen, and in fact, silver hit the lowest price. And then Ted Butler wrote an article saying silver is the most critical war element, and if we ever get in a war, silver is going to $50 to $100 all by itself. Every other commodity will stay the same price, but sure, silver is going to go up. Well, we're in, I don't know, six wars, seven wars, so silver should be $500 or $600 an ounce. The flaw to Ted Butler is he gets paid by a company that makes their money selling silver.
Yes. Okay?
So you have to take that into account. Everybody who says silver is manipulated, gold is manipulated, and that makes sense, or that's meaningful, is actually saying supply and demand doesn't work. Well, supply and demand does work. You can't say silver has been manipulated down if it goes from $4 to $50. I mean, supply and demand did work, and it went up, but it didn't. It didn't go to $50 because we were running out. And it didn't go to $50 an ounce because it's the most critical war metal, because it's not. Silver will go up, but everything else will too. Okay? Uranium went up, copper went up, lead went up, zinc went up, gold went up. So who cares if they're manipulated? Everything went up because the dollar went down.
Do you buy into the rationale that silver price follows soya bean prices, because we've seen commodities, especially soya beans, corn, and wheat, all move substantially higher, but that in large part due to the drought. Do you see any correlation between those commodities?
It's interesting you say that, because you're really proving my point. This is really interesting. It's really weird. If you want the commodity that silver has the highest correlation with, it's sugar. Now, I can't explain that. I just know when silver goes up, sugar goes up. When sugar goes down, silver goes down.
And is it your feeling that this food inflation that we are starting to see manifest itself be the catalyst that obviously pushes the inflation figures and once again, as we have speculated many times, be the catalyst that forces the Fed to announce another round of quantitative easing, more than likely at the gathering at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, coming up in August?
We have so many things, so many black swans. We have a herd or a flock, the biggest gathering, a school of black swans circling. And your question is the QE3 black swan going to land first? And I'm going to tell you, I don't know. Okay, we are days or weeks away from a war with Syria and Iran, and both Russia and China have said, don't do it. We have committed acts of war against Syria since 2005, when Congress voted $300 million to destabilize them. I mean, we're doing stuff that's absolutely scary now. We found out that Israel assassinated Arafat. We got some bozo out in Iowa who's just destroyed the commodities business for everybody. Anybody who goes out and invests in commodities today is totally insane. They're going to lose their money. You know, if you don't have your hands on something physical, you're through. And then the government may come in and say, okay, well, if you trade in gold and silver, you're a terrorist. Europe's about to blow up. China's blowing up. We've got so many black swans, you can't even see the sun anymore. And I don't care what it is that gets blamed for blowing, for destroying the dollar. Something is going to happen in the next July, August, September. It's going to be a really interesting time.
Well, you know, outside of the LIBOR scandal that has erupted in the past week, another story that has really got short shrift by the mainstream media is, and it's a big story in Israel, and that is Bibi Netanyahu was involved in smuggling nuclear triggers out of the U.S. For the Israeli Defense Force. Some people put the number of nuclear triggers smuggled out through a Israeli front company at 800. And obviously, you know, based on the announcements that another warship has arrived in the Persian Gulf, I always speculate, Bob, that wars are created for no other reason than a diversion. We're speaking with Bob Mariotti from 3 to 1 Gold. We'll take another timeout and be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Night surrounds you. Yeah, you weighed down by gloom. No, you don't like what it feels. In your dark and dirty room, it'll be easier in the morning.
Wow.
Flip side for this Tuesday, and it's been a pleasure speaking with Bob Mariotti for the past hour. And Bob, we always appreciate the time that you afford us. So what is your guess that we could be seeing another military conflict sooner than later for no other reason than a diversion away from the world's economic problems?
I don't think so. While the wag the dog theory is true in some cases, I think Wag the Dog was a really great movie that everybody should watch. I think in Bosnia and Serbia, that was a diversion away from political events in Washington, but I was in Vietnam, and Vietnam was a war that we just stumbled into, and there was no particular reason for us to be in. We had everything to lose and nothing to gain. It wasn't a diversion per se, it was just stupid. Wars are really easy to get into and really hard to get out of.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Bob, but we got a bit of a bad connection here, and I don't know if we caught all of what you said. But once again, Bob, thanks. Thanks for the time. Always a pleasure getting your insight. Anyway, my friends, a lot more information about some of the topics we covered here today you can find on my website at robbynoel.com. And it seems as though they have decided to sell off gold and silver in the last few minutes. Gold now off $2.20 at $15.85. Silver off $26 at $27.08. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Diana Spingola coming up at the top of the hour with Spingola Speaks, and we'll see you later on this afternoon on the Health Report. So, till then.